The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time for Rapid Fire, where Danny and I fire hard rock, heavy metal, classic rock, AOR questions at each other and try to stump each other. Now, if you get all three, you're a genius. If you miss all three, you're a complete idiot. There's six questions, so if you can get all six, you're amazing.
You totally win.
Yeah. You know what you win?
Tell us what he's won, Johnny.
Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Just the satisfaction of knowing worthless information.
You can post on your Facebook page that you got all six questions to the Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
Yeah, run out there and tell your wife how great you are. She'll just give you that, like our wives give us that blank stare. Oh, you know that?
What?
Terrific.
Why do you know that? Why? Why?
Nobody gives a crap who the second bass player in Cheap Trick was, you know?
But we know.
We know because we don't care about third grade.
Yeah. Or any grade, apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, we have careers, and we do this for fun. So, hey, play along with us. But before we start the questions, I got to give a shout-out to one of our listeners. His name is David Scott Lane. He's from Richmond, Virginia.
Yay, Virginia.
And we did a question a couple shows back about Pat Benatar's name, because her original name is not Benatar. And he wrote, and he said, she married a guy. Her first husband's last name was Benatar. So it's not a made-up name. That was actually her name.
Oh, okay.
So something we didn't know. So thank you, well, David.
Thank you for proving us wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Making us feel bad.
It's right. Okay. Now I'm gonna go cry.
It's okay, David. We've been to Richmond. Not so great. Right? We have been to Richmond together, I think.
Yeah, we have.
We visited one of your friends there.
Yep. Yeah, been there.
Part of the city is real nice. Another part, not so nice.
Which part do you live in, David?
Yeah, I bet you lives in a nice part.
Yeah, I'm sure. Nobody listens to our show that lives in bad parts of towns.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
All right. Bring on the questions.
All right, question one. Who was the first band to release an album on Led Zeppelin's Swan Song Records in 1974?
I can only assume it was not Led Zeppelin.
It was not, but that would be a good trick question, wasn't it? But it's a big band, though.
Swan Song Records.
Yeah, because
I'm going to say Blue Oyster Cult.
Wow.
Nope. Incorrect. The correct answer, well, I'll give you, it's a four-piece out of England. And they came from a band called Free, and that band broke up, and they became?
Bad Company.
Bad Company. Yep, they're the first band release.
I was going to say Greta Van Fleet, but that wasn't 1974.
That would have been funny. That first Bad Company, which was their best album, is really good.
Oh, yeah.
And Led Zeppelin did record on Swan Song, but that wasn't the first one. I think Peter Grant, their manager, formed it with the band. And Bad Company was probably the only other big band on that label.
Yeah, I can't think of any others.
Hmm. No, they did release a lot of music, but none of it really went anywhere.
Yeah. All right, question number one for you. This is Who Came First?
Oh, boy.
All right. I'll give you four bands. You tell me which one released their first or which was formed first. Okay. So we have The Police, Cheap Trick, The Ramones, and Hanoi Rocks.
Okay. Run those by me. You said Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick, The Police.
Ramones.
Ramones and Hanoi Rocks.
I got to say The Ramones.
That would be incorrect by 1 year.
No way.
Cheap Trick started the year before The Ramones.
Oh.
Yep. Cheap Trick started in 1973. The Ramones were in 74. The Police were formed in 77. And Hanoi Rocks was in 79.
Yeah, I think that fooled me because I think if you go by debut albums, I think the Ramones album came before the Cheap Trick, I think.
It may have been.
Yeah, okay. You got me on that one. All right, question two for you. Yeah, who's behind me? I have my nieces here, and I have my kids here today.
I think that was a niece.
Could be. Well, they're all looking at me now.
Oh, geez.
Now we have an audience, our first audience in 129 episodes or whatever. First live audience.
Strange and quiet live audience.
Yeah, that's because they're good kids.
Okay.
All right, question two. Abaddon,
no!
The Demolition Man, War Maniac, Mantis, and La Rage were all members of what band? I'm going to read those again.
Yeah.
Abaddon, The Demolition Man, War Maniac, Mantis, and La Rage were all members of what band? Some of them are in it now. Some of them are former members.
Venom.
Yay! You are correct.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to say Cronus and you'd have got it right away.
Yeah. That was Abaddon or whatever you said that gave it away.
Was it Abaddon or Abaddon?
I don't know.
Either Mantis would have given it away. Yeah, the pioneers of black metal.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Teacher's pet.
Teacher's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had the first two albums.
And we did.
We were into them for a little bit, and then... Eh.
Then we realized we didn't want to burn the pentagram in our front yard.
Yeah.
Stan would get pissed.
Yeah. My dad was mean at the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And your dad would have been too happy. Now, Danny.
No.
None of that satanic black metal in my house. Oh, and by the way, it's time for you to come inside.
Yeah.
Dad, it's 6 o'clock at night. Come on. Yeah,
let's go there.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah.
Okay, question number two for you. Who are the only two members of the New York Dolls to be in the band the whole time?
Ooh. Because it's got to be David Johansen.
Yep.
Was that Sylvain? The other one?
That is correct. Yes.
Yes. I was trying to remember all the guys.
Yeah, there's been a ton of them, but those are the only two.
Because I was thinking of Johnny Thunders, but I think he left.
He did. Now. Yeah. He left and went did his own band. I think he did a band called the Heartbreakers, yep. Which was definitely not Tom Petty's backup band.
No. I never dug the New York Dolls.
Nah, there's another one of these glam bands or, you know, gimmick bands that I didn't think had the songs to back it up. Other people consider them like godfathers of glam, but
yeah, didn't have the songs.
No.
Yeah. They had a good look, but that was it.
Yeah, they were hot.
That's not what I mean. Because Johnny Thunders looked cool. He had the hairband look before hairbands.
Oh yeah.
But then the smack got to him. It was like, you can't wrap your arms around a memory song. I mean, pretty cool lyrics, but it just doesn't have it. Not a great singer, not a great player.
Nah.
All right, question three for you. What legendary metal guitarist lost the tips of his two fingers in a factory accident before he made it big?
That would be Tony Iommi.
You would be correct.
From Black Sabbath.
Yep. He put a little, made some little things, put them on the tips of his fingers, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I've always wanted to, you know, get a video of that, of him playing with those, but none I've seen really show him playing close enough to where you see what's going on. But
yeah, or maybe they just blend with his fingers. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they're flesh tone enough that you can't really tell.
I don't really care because he can play.
Oh, yeah, he's the total riff master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you got two so far, so I got one more, right?
Yeah. Yep, I'm, what, two out of three, I think.
Pretty good.
All right, I think I'm last question. Two, right? Are you two for two? No, you got the first one wrong. You said the Ramones.
Oh, damn it. Okay, I'm one for two, so I have to get this right to tie you.
Yes. Okay, this is maybe a tough one. We'll see.
Big surprise.
What is the only Jellyfish song to make the U.S. Billboard charts?
Baby's coming back.
That is correct.
Yes.
Any idea how high it got?
Oh, probably just not that guess. High. I'm going to guess like 35.
Oh, not even. 62.
Oh, God. No wonder they didn't make it. What a great band.
And yeah. It's funny to see, you see videos on YouTube of them, and everybody says, you know, greatest unknown band, greatest band that never made it. These were the real deal. Because you see their videos, and you know they're playing live, and they sound perfect, like note perfect to their recordings, which the recordings are awesome. So if anybody has never heard Jellyfish, I feel bad for you, and you need to go fix that.
Yeah, and you suck.
Yeah.
Jellyfish is great.
They only had two albums.
And then they had a box set with four albums on it, or four CDs. What the hell is that all about?
Demos and a lot of live stuff, and the box set's awesome, too. But
Andy Stromer, what a talent. I wish he got so disillusioned with he quit the business.
That's a shame.
Yeah, he was great.
It was funny. They were talking on a volume, I guess in the morning, because I listened to it on the way home. I listened to Debatable on the way home. I think it was in the evening. They were talking about how many stand-up drummers they were, and the only one they could think of was a guy from the Stray Cats. And I'm like, no, Jellyfish. No, Jellyfish started that whole thing. Man, the guy was, he was the front man.
Yeah, he was the lead vocalist, too.
Yeah. Anybody out there, go check out their live videos on YouTube. It is unbelievable to watch him sing and play the drums at the same time. And then the whole band is just no perfect.
I wish they would come back.
Yes.
Because I never got to see them live.
No, I didn't even know anything about them while they were still a thing.
Neither did I. I got turned on to Imperial Drag, which is the band that came after them with some of their members. And from there, I discovered Jellyfish. I was way late to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But they like, took the Beatles to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. But I can't say enough good about them. So anybody out there, check them out on YouTube, buy their albums, listen to them, whatever you got to do, check them out.
Yeah, if we can turn one person on a Jellyfish, we have done our job.
Yep.
And on that note, go buy it.
Está escuchando Hard Rocking Trivia Show en Spreaker y HardRocking80s.com.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day.
All right there, people out there in podcast land and on the internet, it's time for Cover This, where we play a 30-second clip of a song, which is a cover. You have to name the original artist, the name of the song, and the artist covering the song. Play along at home. We each one of us gets a cover, and we can see if we can get them. And if you can get both covers and all the answers right, you're amazing, and we'll send you something in the mail.
Yeah, wait by your mailbox.
Right. If you can find us, we'll give you something.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Start in the middle of the country.
That's right. And work your way east or west. You'll find one of us eventually. It might take your entire life, but good luck.
Yeah.
And on that note,
all right,
Danny, I got this one's hard.
Okay, let's see.
You'll know the song, but the covering artist is difficult.
All right, let's see here.
Get to me. Is it just a matter of time? Is it destiny? Destiny? Or is it just a game in my mind? Sure. Never gonna stop. Give it up. Such a dirty mind. Always beat it up. For the touch of the younger guy.
Okay. I'm going to take a wild guess that was the Knack and My Sharona.
All right, you got the first two. Now, who is covering that song?
Good Lord. It wasn't Wasp.
Oy. It is not Wasp. I don't think Wasp would even try and attempt that. I think they would try to attempt that.
Let's see.
They're a German band.
German band, okay. Recent?
It's a band that's still around. They've probably been around... They've been around since the late 80s, and they're still around. But they're not huge, but you've heard of them.
Okay, recent German band. Shoot, I'm thinking of like Goddard and Crocus, and I know they're not German.
They've probably been around as long as Goddard has been around. Yeah, they've been around 30 years.
Yeah.
They've had two lead singers. Their first lead singer left their band and is now the lead singer of Helloween.
Oh, geez, that helps me not at all.
Yeah, it helps somebody out there.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Helloween fan. I do like their stuff, but, you know, I wouldn't know any of them if they came in here and sat down.
Yeah, look behind you now, Jim. He's right behind you.
I have no clue.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, let me see if I can help you out. It's two words and a number. The first word is a girly color. The second,
Pink Cream 69?
You got it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Pink Cream 69. A band that's popular in their own country and maybe a little bit in Europe, but not huge anywhere, really.
Yeah, I like their first album was really good. I was into that one, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, they're okay. Yeah, there's some feedback there, huh? Yeah.
Do what?
I thought I heard feedback on your side, but...
Oh.
So Pink Cream 59, My Sharona, I think that's early 90s. And they're still around. But, yeah, they're just one of those bands. It's just okay. They have some good songs. Kind of like Pretty Maids to me. There's some good tunes, and then there's a lot of stuff that's like, generic. Who knows?
Yeah. All right, way to go.
Okay, now, you stump me now, right?
Yeah, I'll be surprised if you get this one.
Okay, well, I haven't gotten any of the ones you sent me lately, so let's try this one.
Well, I had to make these harder, because damn, you were getting every one of them.
I like the fact that it's harder. I learned something new.
There you go.
I like the challenge. Yes, I recognize the music. That is, the name of the song is Hocus Pocus.
Yep.
The original recording band was Focus.
That is correct.
Focus. Now, who's doing that? It's got to be some shredder guitar player.
It is.
I didn't hear any vocals, so
yeah,
which one?
He's never been in a band, as far as I know. And he's more known for his instrumental remakes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an LA studio guy. I know it's not Gilbert. I know it's not Marty Friedman.
Nope, you're on the right track.
It's not
though.
Jason Becker. It's one of those guys, and I can't remember his darn name. Oh God, can you give me the first letter of his first name?
A G.
G. That didn't help me at all. Oh wait. Is it Greg Howie?
Oh, you're close.
Greg Howie?
You got the last name right.
Gary Howie.
That's it.
Oh God.
There you go. Gary Howie, Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, I think he played with Lita Ford for a little bit.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, maybe a couple shows, I think.
Yeah, as a sitting guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that song, and his version's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's the only song I can think of with yodeling in it. You know, the original.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were Dutch, weren't they? Focus?
Yeah, something like that. But, man, such a great song.
Yeah, it rocks. But
yeah, well, especially Gary Howie's version. A killer.
Doesn't make much sense, but yeah. Rocking song.
All right, way to go.
All right, if you like what you hear, go out and find those stuff. Find out if you like shredder guitar players, go get some from Gary Howie or Gerald Howie or whoever I said. But yeah.
Greg Howie.
Greg Howie. All right.